It is time to bring in Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. You can find Main Street Magazine for pickup throughout the tri-state region for free. They also have their corresponding website, which is mainstreetmag.com. We say good morning, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to Thorin. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning and happy holidays.
Now, I'm sitting here, and I have a suggestion for a column you should add once a month.
All right.
I decided to try to make mushroom risotto yesterday.
Okay.
It seemed like a great idea at the time.
Of course, most things do.
It's not that hard to do. It shouldn't be. It's a risotto. It's mushrooms, some spices, some broth. Well, I think you should have a column, When Recipes Go South.
Well, we've got a recipe page on our website, and sometimes they do go south.
It was terrible. It was just plain terrible. The rice was, I don't know if you were in school or got served rice, but when we got school in rice, they used to scoop it out in an ice cream scooper. And it was so firm, it would just stay there in that little half a ball. Well, this was so firm, I had to really try to get it out of the pot. It was terrible. It had too much pepper, had too much salt, had too much garlic, and not enough mushrooms. Anyways, so if you ever want a column on how not to cook, when you follow a recipe, I'm very good when I don't follow recipes. But I offer my services for that column.
I appreciate it. I will take the suggestion.
Okay. Well, I want to go to one of your articles, and it's something that I don't do a lot. I haven't ridden a bike in a long, long time. But you've got the story Dirt Road Reverie, and we do have. I think biking probably has to be up there in the top five extracurricular sports that Americans love to do.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
I would guess it. I mean, because you have dirt bikers, you have off-road bikers, you have mountain bikers, you have people who just like to bike regularly. I mean, it's almost they're almost like gardeners. You know what I mean?
That's true, I guess.
Yeah. But so this was an interesting story.
Yep. Ian is our avid outdoorsman, besides being the principal of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And even though, you know, it was getting late in his season, the fact that there's not snow on the ground, it was still fitting, and he gave us a little glimpse of one of his outdoor excursions in the area. And he actually had an email. Someone was looking for kind of a map of where he went on this particular route, because that person lives in the area and was also a biker. So it's kind of interesting what feedback we sometimes get from articles. But you know, I'm not a biker, but, you know, whenever Ian shares pieces like this, it's like, maybe I should look into it.
I used to love being a biker. At one time in my life, I did get up to 420 pounds. And one year, I was at Disney World, and I rented a bike, right? This is a true story. Within 5 minutes, it was really tough to ride. And I bought it back. I said, these tires are flat. And the guy looked at me and goes, no, they're not flat. You're too heavy for the bike. I think that is the last time I rode a bike. But I've gotten my knees fixed. And it's just one of those things that as a kid, you do it a lot, but you tend to go away from it. But this story really does show you this. And when you think about biking, it is... If you can make it as hard as you want, and you could make it as relaxing and enjoyable as you want, and it's funny, maybe Ian should do a story on e-biking as well.
Well, we did one not too long ago, and the folks at Covered Bridge, electric bikes, you know, they're certainly. Oh, it was Dominique who did a piece that she went over there and interviewed them and had a little adventure on one of their bikes and shared that whole experience with our readers. Which also made me go, maybe I should go try that. But she had a great time with them over there and it took a nice little route and talked all about the kind of mechanics of riding the e-bike, which is, you know, she found to be very interesting.
It's just one of those things. And, you know, who knows? But so many people do it. And especially, I live on the way up in Salisbury to Mount Riga.
Okay.
And the cars that go up, and that have the mountain bikes on them are amazing, but also just the regular bikers who like that energetic bike ride up that hill to get to the trail at Riga is pretty amazing, and far more bicycles and bikes than those off-road motorcycles that used to just dominate going up my hill in the summertime, because you could eventually get to a small trail that takes you all the way into Massachusetts. But anyway, that's that. Well, so here we are. It's December 21st, and you must be finished now with your January issue, simply because with Christmas coming up, is anybody really going to do any work in the office?
I sent files last Friday morning, and I actually saw the proof yesterday. So my printer is, obviously with the holidays and certain days obviously being closed, even though the holidays are kind of on a weekend this time. So she's trying to rush it for us, so we will have it, hopefully before New Year, so we get it out, fairly quickly, in and around the New Year. But yeah, our January issue is all set, and we're kind of doing catch up right now, and looking forward to February, as well as, I shared in our December issue the exciting news that we're launching a podcast, so we're working on that. So we got lots of stuff happening.
All right. And of course, we know that today is the shortest day of the year.
Yes, thank God.
Now, are you so obviously, just by saying thank God, you mentioned it, you're like me. I mean, this is, I go into work, it's dark, and I come home from work, and it's dark, and it's to me, this is the worst time of year. It's not for the, I can really, I can't. I can put up with the cold. I can put up with the snow. I can put up with the ice. I just can't put up with the darkness all the time.
You should try living in Iceland, where I'm from.
No, that's okay. I've got a friend who's in radio in Alaska.
Yeah, same difference.
And it's, I think, 6 months of the year it's dark all the other time, and then the other 6 months of the year it's light, but not really bright light.
Well, yeah, no, I not only am I from there, I went to school there for quite a long time, and that darkness, it gets to you. I'm telling you think this is bad. When I'm having flashbacks of going to school in the dark, coming home in the dark, and it's just constantly dark.
Well, at least you get to see the Aurora Borealis, right? No.
Sometimes.
That's the one redeeming fact. My friend who works at McGrath, Alaska. Look it up on a map. It has one airport, one main street, and once or twice a week, a big C-30 flies in with UPS, Amazon, and mail, and delivery for the local stores. Do you know what a bottle of ketchup costs in McGrath, Alaska?
Probably double to triple of what it costs here.
$16.
Holy moly!
You know what a bag of chips cost in McGrath, Alaska? $9.
I was like, 8 or 10.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, but you got to be a special person to live in that climate. And I don't think I'd mind trying it for a while. But I don't think I know I could not spend 6 months in sunlight and 6 months in dark. I'm crazy and manic enough as it is.
Well, to be honest, you get used to it.
All right. Well, I want to wish you, your family, and your staff a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.
Same to you.
And hope you all get what you want. And we'll speak to you next week as the last show of the year, and we'll probably be looking at your magazine, which is coming up for January.
Sounds terrific. Have a happy holiday.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thor and Kristen Dotter this morning here on Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. And you can find them, of course, mainstreetmag.com on the web.